If you haven't seen or heard about this, man, a lot of trouble in Michigan Lakes in 22, that's for sure. At least 33 people have drowned along the coastline in Lake Michigan, 73 in the Great Lakes altogether. Not good numbers, my friends. Lifeguards are in a very short supply right now. And as the Great Lakes have turned deadly, the nonprofit group Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project has been sounding the alarm that the lack of lifeguards is preventing a lot of these folks from being saved. The GLSRP is an organization whose mission it is to eradicate drownings by being the leader in Great Lakes water safety and training with public preparedness, public awareness. Their vision to make everyone in the Great Lakes region, nationwide, worldwide, knowledgeable, engaged, and proactive in water safety with an emphasis on the Great Lakes region. Four of the drownings in Lake Michigan happened in less than a month in South Haven. All of them dying under yellow flag warnings. Would have been routine lifeguard rescue under calm conditions. Instead, four people have lost their lives. No lifeguards in South Haven on their Facebook page. GLSRP has attended every South Haven Beach Safety Committee meeting and reports that Katie Hosier, South Haven's city manager, said, in 2021, we had a very exhaustive discussion, and unfortunately, lifeguards did not survive that conversation. Odd use of words, I would say. Lifeguards did not survive the conversation. And even after all the drownings, the city's still not considering hiring lifeguards. This is coming to you, by the way, from MichiganNewsSource.com. MichiganNewsSource.com. Hosier told News Channel 3, WWMT, she doesn't think lifeguards will be implemented anytime soon. She said, we have had multiple South Haven area emergency services volunteers on any one day out there. We have code enforcement out there. We've stepped up a lot of the enforcement out there to make sure people understand what the conditions mean. The DNR is not considering a lifeguard program on Lake Michigan either. Ron Olson, Chief of Parks and Recreation, said when you have lifeguards, there's an implied supervision piece, things like that. The decision was made at that time to not continue lifeguards. Then the evolution of the flag system has occurred. There's also the issue of funding and staffing, said Jamie Ratcliffe, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Water Safety Consortium. Get lifeguards, they're saying. Get lifeguards to your community. I would say, you know, you're seeing in television news, radio news, here in MichiganNewsSource.com, from Milwaukee to Chicago to the shores of South Haven, it's like one drowning after another, folks. Pay attention to the flags, please. Red flag means stop, stay out of the water. Do not swim. Yellow flag means be very careful about swimming and dangerous currents. Rip currents. Green flag means go. You can enter the water, but always be aware of changing conditions. One person on Facebook said, stop using yellow flags. It's either safe or it's not. Green or red. Stop or go. Not maybe. Okay, so you've been warned, right? Maybe that's the way you should be. Red or green? Red or green? Yeah. Let's see here. Opening arguments underway in the second kidnapping trial. Began yesterday. Two men left. Adam Fox, Barry Croft. They were the brain trust behind this dope-fueled fantasy about kidnapping the governor and putting her on trial. But hey, they faced life in prison. The last trial ended with two co-defendants acquitted in a hung jury on their case. No convictions yet. They got a couple of plea deals, did the prosecutors. No convictions. Zero. The FBI is doing great, aren't they? The FBI is doing great. Anyhow, Chief U.S. District Judge Robert Yonker said the prospective jurors that the case potentially more challenging than other trials because the victim is the sitting governor and a previous trial ended with no convictions against the two men. The government is entitled to a fair trial just as the defendants are, he said. Well, we'll see how that plays out. And one more thing for you. Here's your word, monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
Let's see. None of the 72 monkeypox cases in Michigan are in the UP or northern Michigan anywhere. Health officials in those areas are preparing in case the virus spreads. Health departments in some of those areas are starting to receive vaccines. According to officials, the risk of being exposed to the virus and getting sick from monkeypox is so low, they're not recommending vaccines for the general public at all. However, if you believe you've been exposed to monkeypox or you're experiencing symptoms, reach out to your local health department. Good advice. And again, you can always find out more at Michigan News Source. Michigan News Source, my new go-to. MLive is so bad that I can't stand it, so I have to go to Michigan News Source. Who gave you the best polling, by the way, before the primaries? I understand they'll have more polling in the not-too-distant future about abortion, about the race between Governor Gretchen Whitmer and challenger Tudor Dixon. Yeah, it's all coming. Yeah, it's all coming. MichiganNewsSource.com. When you need to stay connected to what's happening in Michigan, MichiganNewsSource.com. News and sports, and soon, I understand, complete weather coverage, too. Stay connected to business in Michigan with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. If you're not a member and you're a business owner, you should be. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. I'll be right back with some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to bluebirdcfw.com and schedule your free estimate. That's bluebirdcfw.com.